Hopefully during the holidays, you'll be able to do some of this. Laughing is something we do every day if we're lucky. But do you know why we do it? Well, joining us now via Skype is Robert Provine, a neuroscientist and professor of psychology at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. His most recent book is Curious Behavior, Yawning, Laughing, Hiccuping, and Beyond. And Robert, why does laughter belong in that group of things we do involuntarily?
Okay, laughter is one of a series of inborn human behaviors, along with things like coughing and sneezing and yawning. Belching, farting, the list goes on and on. And laughter, we do it all the time, but it's a topic full of surprises because a lot of things that everyone thinks they know about laughter are not true.
Like what?
Now, for example, we say we laugh for this reason or that reason, and yet laughter's not under conscious control. We have the same kind of difficulty laughing on command that we have crying on command. When we explain why we laugh, we're assuming this voluntary control, and it's not there. Another surprise is that laughter is presumed to be somehow related to humor, and yet only 10-15% of comments preceding laughter are anything that's remotely joke-like.
Wow, that's interesting. I would have thought that what you know, you hear beforehand is what leads you to laugh. So what causes you to laugh then?
The source of laughter are other people, not jokes. Now, for example, most laughter follows comments like, hey, where have you been? It's not someone telling a joke. This is a conclusion that's easy to test. Next time you're around friends and there's a lot of laughter, people are not telling each other jokes at a furious rate. They're just laughing. Also, the presumption that laughter is the decision to speak ha-ha can be easily disproven by asking someone to laugh. For example, I'll ask you right now, will you laugh for us?
I can fake it for you if you want.
Okay, fake it. Well,
no, not believable.
Game try, but not compelling. Now, can you cry now?
No, I can't do that.
Okay, laughing and crying, yawning, and some of these other behaviors are things that we do all the time, but they're not under conscious control. They simply happen. So while humor is not usually the result of jokes, it is the result of engaging in playful activity around other people. Laughter occurs 30 times more often in social and solitary situations. In other words, if you want more laughter in your life, simply find people who you like and spend time with them.
Why do we laugh when we're tickled?
Well, that's a very deep and broad issue, even though probably not a lot of our laughter, as adults at least, is associated with tickle. When's the last time you were tickled?
No, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Okay, well, that's too bad because tickle and associated laughter is also an important part of sex play. Another topic for another time.
I guess so. Okay. And this is a real laugh, by the way. I'm not faking it.
Laughter is literally the sound of labored breathing of rough and tumble play. So when someone is tickled and laughs, we're getting a very deep insight to where laughter came from. Especially if you don't tickle another person, you tickle the chimpanzee. If you tickle a chimpanzee, it makes its own special kind of laughter. In fact, I can imitate it for you. Okay. Sounds like panting. If you play that sound of real laughing chimpanzees to a naive audience, hardly anyone says it's laughter. They'll say it sounds like panting, maybe of a dog. Okay, well, the pant-pant sounds of chimpanzees has evolved into the ha-ha sound of modern humans. And this important transition gives clues about where human-type laughter came from. Laughter is literally the sound of labored breathing of rough-and-tumble play. So the panting sound of chimpanzees is the sound of their labored breathing. It's a sound that one playful chimpanzee sends to another, saying that, I'm playing with you, I'm not attacking you.
And by the way, we got into this by talking about tickling. You can't tickle yourself, right? It's not possible.
Yeah. It's like that. That's an important issue because tickle not only gives us some insights to where laughter came from, it's the primal stimulus for laughter, but tickle also gives us important insights into other things. For example, the key is that you can't tickle yourself. In fact, we would be in big trouble if we were tickling ourselves. Every time we would touch ourselves or brush against a limb or going through a doorway would be startling and would be going through life in a giant chain reaction of goosey behavior. Not very appropriate. Our nervous system program is programmed to process out self-stimulation. So it takes another person to tickle us. And therein, not only tells us something important about tickle, but tells us something important about the very important philosophical and psychological issues of self and other. How many philosophers would have guessed it?
Is laughter contagious?
Yeah, laughter is very contagious. And that's one of the reasons why we have canned laughter, laugh tracks, and television situation comedies. We laugh simply when we hear other people laugh, just as we yawn when we hear or see other people yawn, or even talking about it as we're doing right now. So when we're looking at these contagious behaviors, we're dealing with a neurologically programmed social act.
There is a saying that a lot of people know that laughter is the best medicine. And I wonder, are there any actual health benefits to laughter?
That's a difficult question. Laughter is a behavior that evolved to change the behavior of other people. And to the extent that laughter is correlated with, for example, good health, maybe simply healthy people play more or happier and healthier. So it's hard to extricate laughter from the social situations that generated it. For example, if there's more laughter in our life and we're healthier, is it because of the act of laughter, or is it because we're spending more time with individuals who we like?
That's Robert Provine, who is a neuroscientist and professor of psychology at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. His book is Curious Behavior, Yawning, Laughing, Hiccuping, and Beyond. Robert, very interesting. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.